Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
It feels so good to be back in the studio, and today's a special day because we're actually interviewing Dr. Arnaud Brunier, all the way from Spain. He's actually a chiropractor who is spreading the chiropractic message to students and the public all the way in Spain. He hails from France initially, and he's been living in Colorado most of his adult life, from what I can gather. I got to tell you some things about this guy. So neat. A few years ago, he was actually voted as one of the best chiropractors in the U.S. by Self Magazine. We've read that magazine before, Jessica.
It was by Self Magazine?
Yes. Isn't that cool?
Whoa.
20 years of a wellness chiropractic practice. He's a founder of Masterpiece Seminars and Cafe of Life. He's a creator of an ABC conference, which is about subluxation at birth, author and producer of Children and Chiropractic DVD. And most recently, he's been an amazing political leader in our profession, really working to preserve our distinction as a profession. So welcome, Dr. Arnaud.
Jenny, thank you so much for having you on the show.
Well, and we appreciate you taking your time. I know you're such a busy man, and you've really, it appears to me that you have just dedicated your life's work to our profession. I want to start off with a question that I just love to ask people like yourself who've just worked tirelessly with so much love for chiropractic. What do you love most about chiropractic?
You know, it's not so much that I love about chiropractic. I think I really love humanity. And I feel that what we have to offer in chiropractic is something so unique that can increase the quality of life for all of humanity. I believe that, you know, the approach that we have, which is a proactive, well-being, biological healing, true health, lifestyle, and understanding that once people shift into that mode, it will change the quality of their lives for the better. So I think that's what drives me the most. Obviously, the principle of chiropractic and the philosophy is a perennial truth. It's a universal truth that resides in every human being. It is expressed in a specific way through chiropractic philosophy and linguistic, but yet it is a perennial universal truth. So obviously that's what drives my passion, both to express that truth and to my love for humanity.
You know what I love about what you just said is you've tapped into really what the essence of chiropractic is. And it's lost so often with people who come into our practice. For example, when they first come in, this happened about an hour ago, I was doing a report with a new patient and showing her x-rays. And she asked me, even if I work to get my spine healthy, won't that just mean I have to just come the rest of my life? And this is a medical mindset, right? You have a problem and you fix it, or it's something that you have to do habitually instead of thinking of it as, wow, you know, I just choose to serve my body the best I can. I choose to eat well, not just until I feel better, but my whole life. And I think the full paradigm of chiropractic is so often missed with the public because it's never fully explained. So maybe we can chunk this down, and for someone who's never even heard of chiropractic, maybe together you and I can explain what makes chiropractic so unique and separate in that way.
Well, this is very interesting, Jenny, because you hear that from a lot of the people that do not fully understand our paradigm and the purpose of the care, that if you start with a chiropractor, you have to go for the rest of your life. First of all, you never have to do anything that you don't want to do. It's a choice. But let's say we look at brushing your teeth, which is beneficial for the human body because dental hygiene is vital to human health. We do that 2 to 3 times a day, or at least minimum once a day. Eating well, you know, if one person choose to do that, they want to do that regularly on a regular basis. Why? Because eating well is a positive for human physiology. Getting a massage is a positive for human physiology, and doing that on a regular basis as a choice for your true health care is something valuable. Chiropractic is in the same order. By opening the channel between brain and body, by opening the channel between brain cell and tissue cell, and allowing the life force, which is the vitality and the essence that powers us, to flow freely and have proper communication between brain and body so that all of the tissue can be coordinated in a great way, by the greater wisdom of life, which is the inborn wisdom and intelligence that we all have within ourselves, is a great positive for human physiology. And when we do this regularly, our health, our well-being, our capacity to heal, our capacity to adapt to the environment is virtually night and day compared to sample population. And I want to add one thing, Jenny. It is very interesting that you hear that from people that actually are taking pills every day of their life.
Right.
In many ways, they are practicing lifetime medical drug care, and they don't even realize it.
That you're so right. They'll take, say, cholesterol medication every day for their life, not even really with proof that it will, say, prevent death from a heart attack, but yet that's a decision that they make. If you just step back and think about it, I love how you just said the ability to adapt. That's a good point, because I like the concept. I believe in the concept that the body, we were designed to be self-healing, of course, and our body will always work to heal us to the best of its ability, given the environment. You know, and I'll often talk to patients about how you cut your finger and it heals. It will just heal. You could stick it in a mud puddle for 2 weeks and maybe it's not going to heal well. But if you give it even a chance, an environment, a chance to heal, the body will want to heal. And chiropractic just gives the body a better environment for healing. It takes pressure and stress off your nervous system, and healing happens along our nervous system. And if we can keep it clear, the body can better heal and adapt.
Jenny, this is a very good example, because for the public, I don't think anyone will question when they cut their finger that it's going to heal. Even if, you know, the cut was so deep that you needed stitches, it is still the aliveness, the vitality, the life force in your body that heals, because a corpse certainly wouldn't heal from a cut that has been stitched. But what the public misses frequently is this, that every tissue of the body has the same capacity that the skin has. A torn muscle heals, but it will take longer. A broken bone heals, but it will take longer than a cut skin or a torn muscle. So the deeper you go into the framework of the body, the longer the healing process takes. However, when you look at the internal organs, you know, stomach cells, for example, only live for 5 to 7 hours. So the turnover of cells in the stomach is very fast. As a result, the stomach can heal very quickly when you restore normal pathways, normal neurological supply to it. If you look at the liver and you remove 2/3 of the liver, it will regrow within a few weeks. So the people feel that, yes, my body is self-healing when it comes to skin, torn muscle, or broken bone, but that does not apply to my internal organ. And that's just not true. All organs, all tissue, all cells have the capacity to heal. And that is something that needs to be reawakened, that that capacity is earned and come with, you know, our body when we're born, and doesn't leave us at any point until the day we pass.
Do you feel there's a correlation with someone's belief in their body can heal and the body's ability to heal?
Well, I think there is some correlation and yet not, which is interesting, because if you look at animals, for example, animals are self-healing like we are, and chiropractic on horses and dogs and cats has become very, very big now in the US and throughout the world, and certainly they don't have a belief system. However, we could argue that an animal and a horse only has an innate mind. They don't have an educated mind. And I personally have experienced and witnessed that people's belief system is as paramount and as important as the skeletal system or the cardiovascular system. And that people's belief system have been absolutely fed with a lot of lies about our body, about a lot of fears. And when we can pull the veil out, when we can remove the layers that obstruct people accessing their deeper truth, then they can access a deep belief system within them, which is basically beyond a belief system, a state of knowing that the body has a capacity to heal. It is designed that way.
Chiropractic often will talk about the concept of inside-out healing versus outside-in healing. And you're touching on that concept and the belief that our bodies do heal from the inside out, just like the cut finger will heal from the inside out. And something on the outside could possibly aid in the healing, for example, a stitch, but you can put all the salve you want. The healing is going to come from the inside out. And like you said, as deep as organs, that's where healing will come from. And we're conditioned, especially in our country, to believe that we require something from the outside to heal us, whether it's medication or something we put on our bodies to heal, versus our bodies have a capacity to heal from the inside.
Yeah, I think what's really important is to remember that we all come from an invisible dot. And what I'm referring to is a fertilized ovum, which is a human egg, which is invisible to the human eye. And within that egg is the knowledge, the wisdom, the capacity, the know-how, the design to create an entire human being. Which means what? It means that within that invisible dot to the naked eye is a knowledge of biology, of syndesmology, of dermatology, of gastroenterology, of cardiology, of nephrology, of neurology, you name it. All of the science of life are locked within that invisible dot. And people need to remember that they came from that dot. If the body created a liver, it can recreate one. If the body created bone, it can heal bones because it has that know-how. And that is a key element in chiropractic, because this is what we relied on as chiropractors.
Well, it all comes back to the nervous system. You know, we know through science that the very first system to form is our central nerve system, our brain and our spinal cord. And that is how the body functions, and it's how the body heals. And we all have a nerve system, and the spine is there to protect it. So the healthier our spine is, the more aligned and properly moving our spine is, the more the nervous system can freely flow. And it's this nervous system that carries electrical impulse or mental impulse, which is the healing from our brain to our body. And there's the value.
Jenny, this is amazing, because if you look at the yogi tradition, you know, for 5,000 years, they have said the spine and neurospinal system is the most sacred and important organ of the body. The reality is, it is a vitality within us, which is light, which is spirit, which is life force, that heals the body. And all of that energy, that light, not light like electrical light, but the light that powers the body, the luminosity, the vitality that powers the body, the life force, flows through the nerve system, and the main pipeline is the neurospinal system, which is a spine and spinal cord. So indeed, you know, chiropractic in 1895 uncovered a system to free life force within the neurospinal system. But really, it is nothing new. It is ancient and has been spoken by all of the wise tradition, spiritual tradition, healing tradition throughout history.
I tell you, this is one of the most relaxing, inspiring shows I think we've ever done. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I would like to talk to Dr. Arno about the value of chiropractic care from birth.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Back from break, we're speaking with Dr. Arno Brunier, a famous chiropractor who travels around the world. He happens to be in Spain right now. And, you know, Dr. Arno, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my husband, Dr. David. He is a chiropractor. His father, Dr. Gene Kretzinger, is a chiropractor. And David had the fortunate experience, similar to our children, to be adjusted from birth. And as it goes, because he grew up in this innate lifestyle, he's never taken medication. He's never been vaccinated. Nothing over the counter, nothing prescribed. He's got an amazingly healthy spine despite all of his dirt biking and other adventures. And I tell you, he's one of the healthiest people I know. And he's a living example of chiropractic care from birth, now 40 years old. Again, never taken medication, not a Tylenol, nothing. And our children are following in the same pattern. You've done some work with chiropractic in children. You've made a DVD. You've created conferences on this. Can you speak into the value of chiropractic care from birth?
Well, first of all, I want to fine-tune a few things for the audience that, you know, it may sound like when you said, Jenny, that David had never had a Tylenol or a medication. Mm-hmm. It sounds almost radical and fanatical, but we need to clear up for the audience that we are not against taking medication. There may be a time and place in very rare situations, but when the body functions properly and when the body has been adjusted since early on in life, that necessity doesn't seem to appear, because I can say the same thing for my family and my children.
That's so true. There was never proper care held back. His body just was always able to recover. That's true.
Exactly. But it's certainly, if David was shot with a .44 Magnum, he first put to the hospital, and then when he comes out of the hospital, get adjusted.
That's right.
So to clear that for the audience, when it comes to adjusting, you know, David or David being adjusted since birth, you know, I'm wondering, did he have a backache as a fetus? Did he have a backache as a young child that he needed chiropractic care from birth?
No, not at all.
That's not the reality. But this is what sometimes people will say. You know, when in my office, we had a big billboard with picture of kids and babies, since I had a very large babies and children practice. And sometimes people will come in and say, are you telling me that those kids had backache? And I said, no, chiropractic is a lot more than taking care of the spine. And sure, when you take care of the spine, people that may have neck pain or back pain may get better as a result of it. But that's not really the sole purpose of chiropractic. The sole purpose of chiropractic is to free life force, which is the vitality, the power, the mental impulse that drive impulses from the brain to every tissue cell of the body to allow them to function properly, so that they can receive the proper command and message from the brain. That's the purpose of chiropractic. It is a positive for human physiology. It boosts the immune system. It allows better adaptation. Therefore, children and babies ought to have that type of care from the early onset of life. Now, granted, one thing, Jenny, that we need to address is that many babies are born through forceps delivery, vacuum extraction, or a manual maneuver called Roentgen maneuver at birth, which is highly traumatic to the neurospinal system, to the spine and nerve system. And birth in a typical hospital setting is actually violent physically, and it is highly traumatic chemically, because the drug that goes to the mother will reach the fetus in 45 seconds in a 16-fold to 20-fold concentration. So you can imagine that, for example, an anesthetic that will knock a woman out will also reach the baby in 45 seconds and in a 16 to 24 concentration. So any drugs that the mother received in and around childbirth is being passed on to the baby. So there is not only a physical insult to the body, but there is also a chemical insult to the body and nerve system. And this is why adjusting children from birth is essential.
I'd like to add that there's such a high rate of cesarean C-section in our country, and gone are the days where it's a large incision with the baby just beautifully lifted out. It's actually a pretty small incision, and the baby is literally pulled out, oftentimes causing severe subluxation to the upper neck.
Absolutely. Most people have the concept of a C-section, of a cut, and then the surgeon comes in and literally pick up the baby like if he picked it up in a basket, you know. Actually, in most C-section, forceps or vacuum extraction is being used, depending on the presentation. So a C-section is major surgery. It's highly traumatic to the child, and certainly it's traumatic to the woman's body also.
I've even been attending home births or birth center births where a child was born Completely natural, no medication, no tearing of the mother, and yet the child had a small misalignment in their upper neck. So it's very possible that even with a natural birth, based on the child's position in utero or the conditions of the birth itself, the child can still have misalignments or subluxations. And you know, it's so gentle to adjust a newborn. It literally looks like just a small flick of the finger once the doctor can determine the exact location and position that the bone is not lined up right. It's such a gentle procedure. The child responds so quickly.
Yes, Jenny, I think it's very correct that even in the best setting, you know, a subluxation at birth can happen, a displacement in the spine can happen. But even if it wasn't there, it would be like going to the dentist and saying, hey, no cavity today, come back later. It's the same thing. The concept that we have to have something wrong with us to take care of ourselves is just erroneous. What about taking care of ourselves and doing something positive for ourselves on a regular basis just because it makes sense? That's what makes sense about chiropractic. Regular care, and sometimes you may go to your chiropractor and you don't have to get adjusted. And sometimes I check babies and they're clear, and sometimes they are not. And that's an important thing to understand, that it is a valuable service to go to someone, pay a fee, to be told, you know what, you have no cavity today, go home. That is a valuable service in and of itself. And certainly should there be something, to intervene. So that's where, you know, I think we have to shift the mindset, the understanding of the public, for them to understand that it's a choice and it's something that is positive for the human being, for their physiology, just as any other positive form of well-being care. And it can be acupuncture, it can be massage, it can be good nutrition. All of those things, when it is done systemically, not just to treat a symptom, but to free the entire system, to benefit the entire system, it is a plus. And that is where society at large must go. Because the present so-called healthcare system today is actually failing, has failed the American public. There is more sick people than ever before. And it's also bankrupting the country. So we have to move out of that system, out of that paradigm, into a new paradigm, a paradigm of well-being care.
And being able to celebrate well-being. We have a bell in our office, and when I check someone and there is no subluxation that day, we'll let them go up, especially the children. They'll get to ring the bell, and everyone will clap. Because we're celebrating that we're taking care of our bodies. We're not just going to a doctor because we feel terrible. We're having our bodies cared for in the best way possible. So we're not waiting for something to break down. You know, our body is able to repair as damage happens without any necessarily symptom or effect having to present itself before we know that our body is breaking down. It's a completely different paradigm, and I agree, when we live from the place of taking care of our bodies instead of waiting until they break down, we'll be much healthier.
Yeah, I have a saying, Jenny, that I love. It's a, take care of yourself, and yourself, which means your deeper self, which is your essence, which is your spirit, which is your life force, will take care of you. So take care of yourself, and yourself will take care of you. And that is so true, you know. We have been in a society where we were misled to believe that you can abuse yourself, you know, do whatever you want, and then when something goes wrong, we will fix you. Well, guess what? That just does not work. What makes a lot more sense is take care of yourself, honor your body, the temple that it is. I mean, spiritual texts, Jenny, call the body the temple of the Lord, which means the temple the spirit, which is the animating life force that powers our body. And when we take care of ourselves, free our nervous system, clear the neurospinal system, something beautiful, luminescent happens in our being. And people are more alive, they are more creative, they are more vital, they can adapt to their own environment, with the understanding that part of life is experiencing symptoms. There is nothing wrong with experiencing symptoms. And I think this is what the public must know, is that from a medical standpoint, having no symptom means you're healthy. But in chiropractic, we recognize that there is healing symptoms, there is cleansing symptoms where the body flushes itself. For example, if I eat poisonous food, thank God I'm vomiting to eliminate the poison out of my system. Thank God I have diarrhea to flush it out. so that it's not absorbed by my tissues. So there is many symptoms that are actually sign of health and well-being. So sometimes the public confuse being healthy and not having symptoms. There is also symptoms that the body experiences that are actually messages to change our lifestyle. So the body is speaking to us to say, listen, you are doing something wrong here. That's why you're having those symptoms. Listen, change your lifestyle. And as you change your lifestyle, your symptoms begin to vanish. So that is an important understanding that people have, that doing well-being care, doing life care for yourself, taking care of yourself on a regular basis, does not necessarily mean you won't have symptoms. But it means that your body will handle whatever it's faced with and will adapt a lot better.
I hope our listeners are hearing this compelling message of truth and realizing this is not just our area, say, of New Hampshire or even the United States. This is a movement of truth that's spreading around the world because people are looking for a better way. They're looking for a way to be healthy that does not require an outside-in mentality. And chiropractic is a solution for families that want to live from the inside out, that want to maintain the fullest expression of life. And thank you for so eloquently sharing that with us because we can't really ever hear that enough.
Well, you're welcome, Jenny. You know what's interesting? I come from a different culture. And I also travel around the world quite a lot on what I call my endless vacation because I feel since 1973 when I stumbled into chiropractic, which is my passion and my love and my calling in life, I never worked a day in my life. Everything that I do is what I love to do, so I don't work. So anyhow, I traveled the world. And when you travel the world, you realize that in most culture, they don't use medication. The American people are so thoroughly brainwashed. The TV is everywhere. There is not a place that you can turn in public setting or in people's home that the TV is not on, bombarding the American public with a message to take a pill. It's a matter of fact, the medical profession has created illnesses, syndromes that they create out of thin air, gathering 5 or 6 symptoms together, and then they sell you pills that have large side effect, right? And people are still willing to take it in spite of the fact that they're looking at the side effects on the screen and they're hearing the side effect of those things, they're still willing to take it. That's how much people are brainwashed in the US. And until we awaken the public to the fact that they are so brainwashed, they don't even know they are brainwashed. I am here in Barcelona. I'm in this beautiful hotel. I walked out last night on the Rambla in Barcelona. There is no TV anywhere. Once in a while, you come into a bar, which is a pub, and because there is a soccer game on, the TV is on. But there is no TV anywhere. At the airport, there is no TVs. But in the US, it's everywhere you turn. You cannot almost sit anywhere in public places without a TV programming you about fear of your body, about taking pills, taking medication, and then medical shows. So that is the uphill battle that we have, is to remove this veil of brainwashing before people can access a deeper truth, which is, as I mentioned earlier, is universal, it is perennial, and it lives in every single human being.
Well, I don't know about you, Jessica, but I feel like applauding.
Yes.
Thank you so much. So I hope we've encouraged our listeners to shut off the TV, get off the couch, and go get an adjustment this week, because that's one of the best things you can do. Thank you so much, Dr. Arno.
And if you want to get on Facebook for just a minute and find Spinal Corrective Center, you can learn more about our office too.
Thank you, Jessica. Dr. Arno Bernier, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for all that you're doing for the profession. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
Jenny, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.